This is still coming.
This may take
this
several.
Might, oh, good.
We can go ahead and start.
All That's right. Awesome.
Yeah, Gordon's all about the end.
All right, we're going to just go ahead and start why this is coming up.
Yeah, just go ahead.
Okay. All right, I want to welcome you each out to our Planning Commission meeting on February 15th. All right, we're going to get started on a Pledge of Allegiance by Brian Croft.
Please rise.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right. Item 1.2, we do have a quorum tonight to make some decisions. We are still few in numbers, so hopefully we'll have more here soon. Item 1.3, approval for minutes December 7th, 2017.
Motion to approve.
Okay. Motion by Chris.
Second.
Second by Andrea. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. All right. And then 1.4, if there's any conflicts of interest on any of the items tonight.
Sorry. I did just want to say that I don't feel that I have a conflict of interest on item 2.2 and 2.3, even though we are technically related by marriage. So.
All right. Thank you. All right, so with that, we are just going to go in with our administrative items. Item 2.1, this is a request for a conditional use permit for an LDS meeting house. Bryn or Mike or Craig?
I'm getting there. Whoops. All right, our first item is a conditional use for an LDS meeting house. This property is out in the Creek Ridge subdivision, 6593 West Harriman Boulevard. Again, this lot was set aside when we originally approved this plat as a church site, so we anticipated it was coming. So this is the layout of the church. They've got two access points onto Harriman Boulevard. I'll just go to the site here, to the elevations. Again, the ordinance requires an element of brick or stone on public buildings like this, and they've got, you can see, I mean, it's a brick building and then stone on the columns. Just want to see if there's anything else. We have required, in the requirement, fencing. Again, there's residential on all three sides, so 6-foot vinyl fence around all three sides. No fencing in the front is necessary. They've got the required landscaping on site. I think that's what I've got. Any questions?
Any questions for Bryn?
Oh, there are pictures. Oh, there. Pictures.
Okay. Thank you, Bryn. All right, is the applicant here? Okay, if you wouldn't mind coming to the mic and stating your name for the record.
My name is Chad Spencer with EA Architecture.
Chad, do you have any further comments you would like to address?
The only thing
with?
I have is the brick and stone samples.
Okay. Perfect. If you wouldn't mind just showing those, just so we have an idea of the color.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Any questions for the applicant?
Think so. No, I think they gave us everything we need, so okay. I'm good.
All right, thank you. All right. If somebody would like to make a motion or discussion.
I don't know if anything. I can make a motion. Motion to approve file number C2018-004, which is 2.1 with requirements. listed.
I'll second that.
Great. Motion by Chris, a second by Adam. Adam?
Yes.
Chris?
Yes.
Andrea?
Yes.
And I will vote yes. Okay, and that motion passes. All right. Item 2.2, this is a request for a four-lot commercial subdivision, and this will be on for a public hearing as well.
All right, so this, like I said, is a four-lot commercial subdivision in the East Harriman area at 150th South Academy Parkway. If you've been out there, this road is all built now. Academy Parkway, here's Academy Parkway, and Mountain View Corridor. So what we're looking at is just four commercial lots. Again, we're not reviewing any of the uses at this time. We're just creating, you see four lots here. Then they have a large parcel in the back here for detention for this area. They have given us a proposed layout for potential uses, but again, none of these uses have been submitted at this point. So we'll just be looking at the four lots and the access. The landscaping and the additional details would come in with each user on the site. And this is, as you said, a public hearing.
Okay. Thank you. All right, any questions for Bryn?
And there's a picture.
Not right now.
Okay. All right, if the applicant is here, if you please come up to the mic and state your name for the record.
My name is John Linton, and I'm not the applicant. The applicant texted me and asked me when we're on. I said 30 seconds, and he's en route. So
okay.
Maybe if we could go to any public comments at this point, he'll be coming shortly.
Okay. All right, so this is on for a public hearing. Before we open it up, I'm just going to go over the public hearing policy and procedure. So the purpose of a public hearing is to allow citizens to address items on the agenda. Citizens requesting to address the commission will be asked to complete a written comment form and present it to Wendy Thorpe, deputy recorder, and the forms are in the back of the room. In general, the chair will allow an individual 3 minutes to address, and a spokesperson for a recognized group is allowed up to 5 minutes. So with that, we will go ahead and open up the public hearing on this item. Okay, if you wouldn't mind coming to the mic and stating your name for the record.
My name is Steve Jackson. I am here representing Alpine Homes.
Okay.
And do you want me to give the comment form now?
You can, after you're done, it's
okay,
fine.
Perfect. Just wanted to point out, ultimately, we are in favor of commercial in this area. Looks like a great area for some commercial. Obviously, we're building homes right across the street, so our future residents will have some amenities that they can access, such as, you know, restaurants and different retail shops. Our primary concern is the location of the gas station. And I know, speaking to Bryn earlier, none of this is necessarily for the use for tonight. It's only for the subdivision approval. However, the lot lines of the subdivision could potentially need to be moved or adjusted based on what would happen with this gas station. Now, if you look here, the orientation of the gas station actually has an access point out into 150th South. There's going to be 24 single-family homes along 150th South that front that street. So you'll be seeing some conflict here with driveways directly across from this extra access point coming out. That's going to create a lot of traffic, a lot of light pollution, noise pollution with this current orientation. Obviously, you have this gas station canopy. They'll stay open late. You have the lights on late, and that could create some problems. And it'll, honestly, as is, will affect our ability to sell homes in the area, and specifically six lots in general that will be facing right towards this. So I would just ask the Planning Commission, as you take this into account, maybe we need to come back and look at some of the other options for the gas station and where it's located. Preferably, we would like other commercial closer to the homes and then pull the gas station down to the access road. But, you know, just a orientation or a flip of the gas station so it's facing away from the single family homes would be preferable, with maybe some type of landscape buffering to, you know, create an element of privacy for these homes that will be being built in that area. So, and with that, I will turn it back over to the Planning Commission. Thank you.
Is there anybody else wishing to comment? No. At this time, we will go ahead and close the public hearing.
So I'm not the applicant, we're under contract with the applicant, and I'm representing Holiday Oil, the gas station there. So originally, when we went under contract here, we assumed that the homes to the north of us were going to be, those were going to be rear-facing lots rather than fronting onto the road there and having a commercial development. However, that secondary access onto 150 South is going to be really important for us. You know, that's part of the code to have the secondary access, as well as for fire, you know, to have fire access there. So we'd be happy to work with, I have a lot of respect for Steve from Alpine Homes. They do a good job, and I'd be happy to work with them with lighting, with landscaping. You know, there's directional lighting and LED lighting that can dim at night. We'd be happy to, you know, accommodate reasonable requests with landscaping on the side there to provide some sort of buffer. And we're in conversation with them, and we'll work with them on that. And if I could say so too, I think if the applicant were here, which he's stuck in a car accident, you know, he didn't get an accident, but stuck in traffic because of a car accident right now, he would say that they've put this site lays out for his commercial purposes. They're under contract with several different developers and commercial entities already that have contracted with them based on this layout. I think he'd be hesitant. In fact, I'm comfortable saying he wouldn't want to change any of the layout as it exists right now, because he's got such a, so many people have relied on this as is, and it conforms with every, you know, part of the zone. The staff looked at this, and there's nothing in this layout that doesn't conform with the commercial zone or the use in this area, so.
Okay, thank you. All right. Any discussion without really talking to the applicant?
Yeah, that's difficult. The one thing I want to point out.
You
want to
close the public hearing, or you want to keep?
She closed it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Close it.
Am I able to reopen it, though? Because I would like to hear from the applicant.
Well, we can have him come up anyway.
That's just the applicant later.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but I'm just saying if he has more things to say, and if the public wants to have input on it.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but the applicant's engineer is also here. If you have questions,
okay.
You can ask specific engineering questions to him as well.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
And just remember, we're talking about the four lots.
Yeah.
None of the uses at this point.
Yes.
Correct.
So.
Correct. Okay. All right. Would you guys like to hear from the engineer?
I don't have any questions because we're not really looking at the engineering, since we're not looking at the uses, to be honest. The only thing for me. We've done a subdivision similar to this where we've approved in the past, and we never got the fence in phases. Right. I will not do that again. Mm-hmm. So I would.
That was the first thing we talked to them about when we did this, actually.
Is I would like to have all of the amenities with the subdivision put in with the subdivision, and I know I didn't see a ton of those kind of staff requirements. I know. That's a little bit different than what we've done in the past.
Yeah, because we don't usually require the fencing with the subdivision. We would require it with the conditional use.
And in this case, I'm not doing that again, like I said, for me. But I'm just wondering.
Yeah, like I said, we talked to them about that. Blake and I had the same conversation with them about the fence going in right up front. So if you want to add that requirement to this, I don't think they'd have an issue with that. But.
The other question I have is just parcel A, B, and C. What are those?
Those are all just detention.
Okay.
Is the access road a public road?
It's private, but it will have permanent public access over it.
Has an easement across it? Okay. Do you have a picture showing the Alpine Homes project to the north?
Yeah, right there.
I meant like a lot layout or something.
I don't think it's on. No, because it's not. Doesn't show up on anything.
Okay.
But it is. If you remember, we had that conversation when they came in because they had townhomes originally facing 150th.
Yep, I remember that.
We did not want all those driveways on 150th, so we changed it to single family on 150th, but it is single family. I don't know the lot sizes. They're probably 5 or 6,000, 4 to 5.
But with this approval, we're not approving an access to 150th. We're just approving the subdivision, correct?
Just the lots, right?
Right.
And so, therefore, if they want to change that, they may. If it comes in that that's what they're proposing, and we don't agree, we want to have homes next to an exit. That they might have to adjust their use there or whatever. That's not being discussed, right?
Yeah, we're not looking at the use, and I don't think we're looking at the driveways either. I think we would have to look at that when we were looking at that use.
Okay. Then I don't see a problem with it as long as they understand we are not looking at the use in any way, shape, or form. So consent is that it's a lot, not necessarily anything else.
And I agree. I mean, right now, based off what we have in front of us, we don't know what definitely will go in any of these. We're right. Just zoning a commercial, and that's it, or the four-lot commercial subdivision.
And Blake did, you know, there's a requirement on there for a traffic study, so again, that would, with all those uses, that would look at those access points.
Yeah. I think I'm ready then.
Okay. Blake, want to say something? You might want to just wait.
I was just going to say that just immediately to the east is pod 4 for Wasatch South Hills, which probably has, I'm counting at least 50 homes that would access the road that's an intersection that will probably carry just as much, if not more, traffic than the gas station access. So keep that in mind as you're looking at that in the future, but we're not considering that tonight.
Okay. Okay, I'm ready to make a motion.
All right.
I move to approve item 2.2, the four-lot commercial subdivision, item S2018-002, with the 9 staff recommendations, with an additional number 10 to require a precast solid fence around the perimeter of the subdivision, and a requirement number 10 that says this does not approve any layout of the buildings.
Can I clarify?
Or uses.
Provide a precast wall along the south and east?
South and east, yes.
Right, because not the north.
The entire south and east, and I mean on the, so parcel A should, the true property line, not, I don't want to cut
it
around.
You want it over here?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the timing of the installation of that should be?
Should be done with the construction activities.
With the first one?
In my mind, it's before they they have...
when they're building the roads and the grading and all that, you want it in right kind of up front.
I want it as soon as they start, basically, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll protect the other homes.
Because in reality, there's just... So the way I understand this is... The only thing that the engineers are requiring is the landscaping irrigation along the public and private roads at that time.
I would say before occupancy of the first building is granted.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, kind of like
yeah
that
I am too.
Works.
With the first, whatever is first, yes.
First building comes in.
So the wall's required before occupancy.
Yeah, but it's actually tied to this.
Yes.
I gotcha. Okay.
For the entire thing.
Right.
And then, like I said, number 10 is no uses are approved at all or even considered with this. Which I know is what you've said to the applicant. I just want that on record.
So you want to say this, the proposed layout and uses are not being reviewed or approved at this time.
Right. Go back one. That is all I'm approving.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Second.
Okay. Motion by Adam, second by Chris. Adam?
Yes.
Chris?
Yes.
Andrea?
Yes.
And I vote yes, and that motion passes. All right, item 2.3, a request for approval for Rockwell Landing Phase 2 grading plan. Great.
Okay, so Rockwell Landing Phase 2, we approved several months ago, and this property is located down off Porter Rockwell, Mountain View Corridor, Redwood Road area. They're building the first phase now. You had asked to see the final grading plan come back to you when they had all the final engineering done so that you could review how that final grading was going to work out. So again, this is kind of the buildings in the first phase. And then here's all the grading plans, and we can go through these as much as you want. But again, you wanted to review these. And again, their engineer is here if you've got specific questions about the grading plans.
Okay.
That's what I've got.
All right, thanks, Bryn. All right, any questions for Bryn?
No.
Okay, all right. If the applicant is here, if you would please come to the mic and state your name for the record.
Sounds like he's
the engineer.
Yeah. Sounds like you're doing
it. Go for it, Jason. Go for it.
You're in charge.
Yep.
So my name is Jason Thompson. I'm the engineer on this project for JT Engineering, and the applicant is still stuck in traffic. So I understand it was a gridlock. There was some house fire or something, and they shut things down. But
wow.
So any, I guess I'm just here to answer questions, if any, that you might have on.
I have some.
Okay.
Can you go to the map that we're looking at in our packet? I don't know where that is. It's not that. That one.
That one?
Phase three, the product right underneath the label of phase three. What is that?
Those will be small storage unit buildings.
Okay. Are you talking about like 10 by 10, 10 by 20 type?
Right, yep.
Did you model like a WBS getting up through there? What is it, WBS 40, I think? Is that what it is? Did you model any trucks actually going up through there? Because at a 10.5% slope, I imagine you're going to have a lot of moving vehicles up and down that hill, and it's a one-way access at a very deep, sharp corner.
Yeah, it's a steep one, isn't it? I have not modeled that, but I can definitely do that to check.
And then it looks like you're trying to keep the Kern River fill not on top of that, so you're kind of creating two plateaus.
Right.
Up on top of both sides.
Right.
And it looks like you're putting 80 feet of fill on the phase one side?
Actually, we're not putting any fill. It's all, most of the site is cut. There's going to be some fill in some areas, but 99% of the grading activities that are going to go on here are going to be cut.
Oh, really?
Yep.
So you're cutting it down 80 feet then?
Right.
So that'll be the road will be up like the gas line will be like this, and it'll actually be opposite of what I said.
Right. Yeah, so it's a pretty steep site, and so, yeah, we're basically from the gas easement, the edge, we're coming, cutting down and creating a flat pad for the storage unit buildings that you see there.
And then are you doing a retaining wall just, I guess it's kind of like right above it's right below the overhead power line by phase one?
Because
that looks like steeper than 2:1, isn't it?
You talking on the south side of phase one?
I'm talking about middle of phase one, right where your road goes. There, it looks like your fill right before your road. Bryn, can you get me a mouse and I'll show you what I mean? Drive down by the phase one line, right to the left.
Oh, that.
Right there.
Over here?
That.
Is that a retaining wall?
Yes, that will be a retaining wall.
That's retaining.
What kind of wall are you thinking?
Sorry, if you flip to the next sheet, there must be an error right there on that particular phasing sheet, but the next sheet you can see there's a 2:1 slope that's there. So there isn't going to be a retaining wall in that spot.
Blake, that's where I have a question for you. Don't we require them at 2:1?
So we allow a 3:1. And we can allow up to a 2:1 with a geotechnical report that supports it. If anything steeper than a 2:1, it requires a retaining wall.
Okay. So we haven't got to that level of detail yet?
Not yet. We were waiting for this approval to step into that.
For me, honestly, other than that, I just was curious about that. My biggest concern is, I guess this is a better, the sheet GP6, the slope going down the 10.4.
10%.
Right there, as well as the corner up on the top right there.
And it's both going up the corner and turning.
Yeah, I'd like to make sure that the trucks can actually make that before I approve the grading, just because it is so substantial.
And hopefully you have something planned for ice.
That's kind of my only issue. I think everything else looks good. Okay. Just concerned about those two spots.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, Andrea? Okay, all right, thank you.
Do you want to see anything else come back? I mean, if we're going to continue it, do you want Blake to look at anything else before you bring it back?
I'd like him to. I think you're probably to the stage with that much fill that you probably need the geotech report to see if it even is possible, to be honest. That's your opinion or decision, but I don't see, if the geotech can't support it, then I don't see it being any benefit for it to come back to us to have to change it again.
Discussed the material in this area. It's fairly rocky, so it has supported some steep slopes in the previous development. So we can look into that and do some preliminary geotech.
I'd just like to maybe have you come back with that and say, yeah, I've looked at it enough that I'm comfortable with.
I think if you're comfortable,
the design not changing is all I'm trying to say. But those two locations, from a safety perspective, is the only reason I'm concerned about those.
Over to the one over here.
That one I'm not worried about. That's more the geotech.
The 210%.
It's there.
I'm looking about the slope, the grades on
yes. As well as I would like to hear what UFA has said, because it is a giant dead end in a bowl. Yeah.
And geotech, okay. Yeah, I think if we know that you're comfortable in theory with it, then they're okay moving forward with that.
Yeah, theory I'm okay with it. I just want to make sure you guys are good with it.
Anything else? Okay. If you're ready, go ahead. Make a motion.
I make a motion to continue item 2.3 with the requested data to come back to the Planning Commission.
Okay. Motion by Adam.
Second.
Second by Andrea. Andrea? Andrea?
What was that? Oh, yes. Okay. I didn't know we were already doing it. Thank you.
Chris?
Yes.
Adam?
Yes.
And I vote yes. All right. So that has been continued. Okay. All right, item 2.4, a request for conditional use for a PUD amendment to reduce your yard setbacks. Bryn.
All right. So again, this is a PUD, an amendment to this PUD to reduce the rear yard setbacks just for three lots in Miller Crossing Pod 5. These are the three lots that the Planning Commission approved a plat amendment for these last week. I can show you that here, just for this area here along the trail along the back. So they're asking for reduced setbacks on these three lots, and they're asking to reduce it, let me find it, for the house from 20 feet to 15 feet in the rear yard, and then down to 10 feet for a deck or covered patio. So again, it would just be an amendment for those three lots. And that's the trail along the back there. Any questions?
Not for me.
Any questions for Bryn?
No.
Any discussion, since it is Harriman City as applicant?
I understand the necessity of it. It's not an ideal situation, but I understand it.
Would we require fencing from the homeowners, Bryn? What type of fencing would we require from the homeowners?
There'll be a 6-foot vinyl fence along there.
I know usually for myself, I like to have each lot come back. But in this case, it was... They were already told that we would go ahead and just do it. Is that right?
They requested that as part of the negotiation of the amendment. Okay. Yeah.
Thank you. Anything from Adam?
I don't have anything.
If anybody is ready to go ahead and make a motion.
I'll make a motion. Motion to approve C2014 2.4-038-11, which is, which one is this? 2.4 with staff recommendations and requirements, which I don't think there are any.
I'll second it.
Motion by Chris, a second by Adam. Andrea?
Yes.
Chris?
Yes.
Adam?
Yes.
And I vote yes. That motion passes. All right. We are on to our legislative items. Item 3.1, a request for amendment of the 2025 general plan. And this one will be on for a public hearing. Bryn, or Mike.
Thank you. And this is something we've talked with you and the city council about. As you know, in your packet, we did have an open house on this proposal. So we're looking at 10 specific areas within the city to change the general plan to commercial. Now, again, this is just the general plan. This does not affect the existing zones. Some of these properties are already zoned commercial, and so we're essentially trying to bring the general plan in line with the current zoning map. Some of these would be providing direction to future potential zoning amendments, and in fact, area number 10 is actually outside of the city boundaries, and so essentially what we're trying to do with our general plan is communicate to properties outside of the city that we may potentially annex in the future as far as what type of zoning we would anticipate or uses on those properties. During the open house, we had 34 individuals sign in. We believe we had a few more than that who attended the open house, but those are the ones that we gathered signatures on. And then we also had received about 20 written comments. Most of the comments of concern were centered on area number 3. That is a parcel that is, or property that's owned by the city and is currently zoned commercial. But the neighborhood to the north was expressing a desire to try and keep that as some type of public open space potentially, or some type of public use versus a future commercial development. As mentioned in the staff report, that is something that maybe one way to address that issue would be to layer on either zoning conditions on the property or a development agreement when or if the city surpluses the property. So there are some ways that we can try and address the community concerns, trying to create a better transition or better buffer between any type of uses that might be happening on that property. There were a few comments on area number 4. As well, but most of the comments of concern were on area number 3. We discussed in our briefing or our pre-meeting that the city has received some comments from regarding area number 5 as well. And area number 10, we received an email from representatives of Kennecott Land saying that although they're not opposed to our identification of commercial uses, that's a 1,000 acres. They're saying they would like to an opportunity to work with us and come up with a little more fine grain potential future land use map for that area and introduce perhaps some other potential uses other outside of than just simply commercial industrial. So those are some of the public feedback that we received so far. As you know, this is a public hearing, and we're encouraging you to to listen carefully to any comments or concerns, and then you're not obligated to make a decision on this tonight. It's certainly something you can take under advisement and consider at a future meeting. Again, this is a legislative item, and you'll be making a recommendation to the city council on this issue.
A couple questions, Michael, or just a couple, I guess, to just clarify, so in case maybe some things aren't understood. So a ZC, can you just clarify what that means in case there's individuals that don't understand?
Yeah, and in our ordinance, we can identify specifically a restriction on types of land uses or other types of requirements that would mitigate potential development on the property. So it would be a zoning condition. So we would have, for example, the property is currently zoned C2. On our zoning map, it would show up as C2 ZC. And then that's an indicator that there would be a reference to, okay, what are those zoning conditions? What are those additional rules for development that a future land use would have to follow?
Which in essence can limit the type of commercial in an area.
It can. Yeah, okay. We can actually, you can, through a ZC, you can specifically say, okay, these type of uses are typically allowed in this zone, but through the ZC, we're going to eliminate specific uses. And again, the city could even handle that with a development agreement as well. We can be very specific about that.
And then just talking about a couple of these others. So number four, Harriman Main Street is actually planned to go through that area and
correct.
Continue on.
Correct.
Okay. And then 5 and 10, as we may be changing these zones to commercial or recommending to the city council, we still have the long process of changing the general plan over the next year, which could adjust these slightly.
Right. We need to allocate some additional funds in order to do a comprehensive rewrite of our general plan. As was also indicated when we discussed this a few weeks ago, we anticipate relooking at all of our commercial areas and making, you know, further adjustments. This is really trying to bring some more commercial opportunities along the Mountain View corridor, and then of course the properties by Kennecott. That's the bulk of it, at least.
Okay. Well, thank you, Michael, just for some clarifications with some of these areas.
Okay. All right, any other questions?
Not right now.
Okay. So with that, we will go ahead and open this up for a public hearing. If you do want to make a comment, please come to the mic and state your name for the record.
Andrew Pedersen. And currently, our family, we have approximately 15 acres where the proposed Harriman Main Street would come through the middle of our property. And 126th edges comes along the side of it, right there. So that part, and on the land use, it's to the west, it's proposed to be commercial, and on to the east of it, currently, it is proposed as single family. And We are opposed to the west of it being going commercial, and we would propose that would be set aside as mixed use.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So my name's James Bryan. I'm actually in the neighborhood north of Zone 3, or Section 3. So I've got a couple things to reference here. I don't think there's one area in Harriman where there's a higher concentration of children that are going to be in that area at any given time during the day. We've got a middle school, high school, charter school, and elementary school, which means there's kids walking to and from those schools at all hours of the day. They all start at different times and end at different times. So right now, that's sidewalk along Zone 3 that what I thought when I moved in was going to be rezoned to public works, which is what most of the people in the neighborhood were told. And you guys want to change it back to commercial, I'm assuming, even the mayor himself said that was so we can generate revenue from it, right? But my question would be, why would we want to draw more traffic to that area when I'm pretty sure that's the safe walking path for kids right now, walking to and from school, and then also the plan to put in I forget the name of the shopping center that's going just to the north of there. It's going to already be a very busy area. So the fact that we've got four schools there, kids walking to and from every single day, I can't see any logical reason to make that an even higher traffic area. And not to mention the fact that there is something, obviously depending on what type of commercial properties go in there, if it is some type of retail business and they're planning on putting the shopping center to the north, that's gonna draw a lot of that away from there anyways. So again, my biggest thing is one, you know, a lot of the people in the community moved in with the impression that this was the plan to go to Public Works. I actually, when I sold my house in West Jordan, I lived right in front of a Public Works site, so I was very familiar with that, so I was comfortable with that. I knew, I was very familiar with that, and that was okay with me, but to hear that the plan was going back, that's a little unnerving, especially since I have two little boys, too, who one of them's getting to the age of walking to school. He's in kindergarten next year. He'll maybe be walking. But again, the biggest problem I have with that is there's four schools right there. Harriman High, the junior high, the charter school, and the elementary school. MacArthur's actually putting up a bunch more homes around there as well, right around the elementary school. So to create more traffic in that area, like, yeah, we can have crossing guards. Yeah, we can have all these safety measures, but kids don't always make the best decisions. They might run out in the road. Why make that a higher traffic area, especially when kids are crossing there all the time? So that's what I wanted to say.
Thank you.
Kyle Anderson. I'm also in the same development as James, talking about Zone 3. We're in the process of building a home right now. We bought for the same reasons that James did. We understood through the master plan that we could see online that it was going to be Public Works or a green space. Afterwards, after going to the open house, it was sad to hear that it was possibly going to be moving to commercial. Same reasons. We have two small children that are going to be going to school across the street, high traffic area. That's something that we moved away from Taylorsville. We moved to Harriman for a lifestyle change, and now that lifestyle is being infringed upon. Also, when we talked to the mayor at the open house, he talked about revenue. Harriman is not a if you build it, they will come type of revenue stream generating venture. Government is here to support the people, to provide services. Commercial zoning is not going to benefit those around that area. And also, because of the new development that's going into the to the east of us, as we can see with parts of Riverton along 126, driving here, we saw 15 to 20 different vacant shops that are not being, not being used, that are not generating revenue for the city. That's what we see happening with Zone 3. With the new development going in along the Mountain View corridor, we feel that that's going to draw business away from that small commercial area. We've also talked to him about, it's a big cost to the city to put a park in. That's the most expensive use of the land. We've talked with different commercial or different companies and gotten bids regarding removal of the berm, and they said the cost would be in the millions for the removal of the dirt and removal of the berm. So if we're talking about saving money, I don't think that spending millions of dollars to remove dirt is the best use of the city's money, which is also our money. Looking at a couple of the other notes that we have, I have the master plan, the 2025 master plan pulled up. And within it, as far as parks are concerned, the only area that we're pulled into in Zone 3, there's a proposed community park within a mile radius that is going to be across Mountain View Corridor, which is another safety concern, also a lifestyle that we don't want to, that we didn't think that we were getting into. We thought that there would be a park there close by our house for our kids to grow and for the kids to play at. Those are our concerns. We I'm unfortunately the cons part of the argument. My wife is going to bring all of the pros into it after me. So I hope that you reconsider and hope that you take into consideration some of the recommendations that she has at this point.
Thank you. I'm Sarah Anderson. So obviously you heard why we don't want it, but we have the idea that it would be nice to have a park we're getting a walking trail sort of close. So walking trail, biking trail. And he also mentioned that parks don't make a lot of money. So I did a little bit of research and reached out to the conservation gardens, and I guess it's the Jordan Valley Water Conservancy District. But they mentioned that there are some grants that the city can apply for if they use water-wise landscaping, that you can help offset the cost up to $100,000. Also the Zoo Arts and Parks grants, obviously. I think they used to get the ice skating rink as well. We would just encourage you to reconsider changing that to a commercial property and possibly including a park in that area. Right now there is the school park, but that's obviously not available 24 hours. Well, not 24 hours a day, but the time that we would be using it during the day in the school year, we can't. So, thank you. Thank you.
My name is Sunny Mortensen. Also addressing area number 3. Totally recognize the burden that would be placed upon the city for the removal of that, and I don't think it's on the table. I think that's one of the reasons that we're we're pressing a little bit more to go commercial is because the city doesn't have $5 million to remove that soil, or doesn't choose to spend $5 million that way. That number was loosely thrown around a little bit at the open house, so I'm not certain how firm that number is. Alan Ray was a great resource. I visited with him quite a bit, had some great ideas as well. I would love to see us maybe not address that, omit that from this general plan, if that benefits us. There were some other proposals just from the community that said, well, what about a BMX track? I have no idea how that would affect the property. Or what about the green space like that's been proposed? Another community member said, what about a solar field? That was shot down pretty quick by one of the city councilmen. However, Alan Ray did say that's viable. He comes from St. George, I guess, from an area that has pursued that in the past and found the developers and found the money and contract with the power. So I would just propose before we immediately go commercial, we give that particular section a little more thought. I do echo the voice of some others in the high traffic from the Terramere development, which is pretty high concentration of families that walks in front of there. Not to tug on heartstrings too much, but I visited one time with a gentleman named Clayton Bruff. He's a weatherman in Salt Lake City, but I asked him one time how much one of those overpasses costs that are just the pedestrian ones that they put across big Redwood Road and such. And his answer shocked me. He said usually 3 or 4 lives before they'll do that. And if we go commercial there, we'll probably put 2 or 3 entrances. I would again say that's something to really give a lot of consideration before we move to go commercial on that.
Thanks. Thank you.
So howdy, my name is Josh Wynn. And I'm here representing the Pettersons, Thomases, Hepners, and Associated Trusts. We at this time would ask the commission to consider not recommending the proposed amendment to the 2025 plan. We'd like to meet with Mike and meet with everybody here at the city and kind of rework a little bit. I think that when you're listening to concerned citizens and how these zones, once you kind of goes commercial, it's difficult to kind of bring that conversation back around and consider other alternatives. Secondarily, in terms of what I do for a personal living, in terms of building homes, that's not really my interest specifically in this. We understand and want to work with commercial plan with the city for Zone 4. Super interested in doing that. We understand revenue modeling and that it's important. We would just like Andrew had expressed, to particularly set aside specific portions of that property for a different, a little bit different use going through that. And so at this time, that would be our request, is to consider not necessarily recommending the full inclusion of maybe zones 3 and 4 with this proposed amendment, so that we can sit down with the city and perhaps address those concerns and get a little more fleshed out detail rather than just these large significant changes. I think the commission, you're also being asked to consider what 10 or 11 zone changes, right? I mean, it's a fairly significant change to your commercial overlay. And in terms of the overall percentage of what this property is, it represents less than 0.4%, I think, of the city's overall. But as you can tell, it's gonna dramatically impact a lot of people who live there. So that would be my only comments on that, other than stating that we are super excited for what the city does have in mind, right? And we're very, very in favor of what the city wants to do there. We just like to sit down and get a little bit better detail and get that laid out a little more specifically than just a red blob, where then we're kind of stuck in the alternatives and options that are there in terms of other uses then would be limited at that point. I understand that it's just planning, and of course it's got to go to City Council, but wanted to make sure that we had that on record. We are planning on meeting with the city on Tuesday. We're really excited to do that. We're excited to come back in front of you guys with a more general plan and look forward to working with the city on that. But just wanted to make sure that was expressed tonight.
Thank you. Anybody else wishing to make a comment on this item? Okay. All right, with that, we will go ahead and close the public hearing. All right, any discussion?
I have one question, I guess, for the city, Michael. So public works facility, what does that consist of? So I can just have a good understanding if that, I'm not saying it's feasible there or anything else, just so I have a good understanding of what it consists of.
I can just talk with you in general. I have not had any specific conversations with the administration about the city manager's or the city council's desires for a public works yard, but typically you would have material storage, vehicle storage, offices. A lot of our public works employees, of course, would be arriving and departing periodically throughout the day, and typically we also have some emergency response that could be happening throughout the evening and overnight as well. But it's a lot of storage of equipment and staging of materials that are necessary to support, our street maintenance, water, sewer.
Could be the plow trucks and...
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But again, I don't know how much area that... I know the city wants to identify and develop a yard for public works. I don't know how large that is. My guess is perhaps maybe one reason why this site is not being identified, maybe it's not large enough. I don't know that though. But it looks like, I know the city's looking at other places for public works.
Didn't we just approve one a few months ago for public works?
No, that one was actually for this property.
Okay, that's why I thought. Okay.
They wanted to build at that time a public works building. So I personally think that 3 should not be included in this overall. I do think a piece of 4 should be. I don't know about the size, but I think definitely as you enter the city, there should be a piece. Yeah.
And as we say, as I communicated to you in the packet of materials, we're not anticipating you to make a decision on this tonight. And the city management has informed me that we will be working with the community,
yeah.
Specifically the neighbors around Area 3.
Yeah.
And the other thing I want to just reiterate again, the general plan is essentially the vision.
Yep.
The zoning ordinance are the rules of development. And in this case, the Area 3 has already been zoned commercial. So the rules of development are in place for commercial right now. And as we've been saying, we're trying to just bring the general plan in line with the current zoning. Now, the only thing that's a benefit to us, or maybe an opportunity, is because it's owned by the city, we could do some additional things there that you wouldn't maybe typically require of other commercial properties, because we are controlling our own destiny, so to speak.
Correct.
So we'll continue to work with the community and find out, you know, more what we can do to work together.
Yeah, Mike, my intent was to actually ask the one other, there's other two other areas that I have some, I would like to see what Riverton's plans are around Area 5. I know there's a lot of schools in that same zone, and I would hate to just add to that same kind of problem without knowing what's kind of going on. Maybe okay. Look at their general plan. As well as, I totally understand the intent behind number 7, but there's a master development agreement in that area. I'd really like to more focus on where are we really talking, because even though it's a master plan community, it doesn't, I would just hate to have it be something that really we're not going to get.
So bring the boundaries of that into more more accurate.
Yeah, this, especially at 7's location. For okay. me, those are kind of the. For me, if I was to look at all of this, 3 and 4 a little more detail, and obviously not ready to make action. Sounds like neither are you. 5, I think we need to really think about what Riverton's doing in that area, because it would just be, it's not good stewards of the land to transition straight from commercial to something else. And then I just think 7 should be what it really should be.
Okay.
And I understand that you don't normally do that in a land use plan, but because we are so constrained with that development agreement, I would like to include that and pull out really what that, how big a blob is 7 really.
Sounds like you would like some more information.
That's me. I don't know how you all feel.
A decision, and that's great.
No.
Yeah.
You pretty much said it.
And those ones. And one of the things that as I look at this and I think through it, and granted, this would be a recommendation from us, probably not in this meeting, but in the near future to the city council, is that zoning conditions can protect what kind of commercial goes into areas. And some commercial is better than other options. It can be a better option around residential sometimes, and it's something to be considered, because when we talk about a public works building, I don't know if I'd want some plow trucks parked right behind my house every day either. And so I think some of the citizens, which I applaud them for coming out here, may want to continue conversations with the city and talking with them, because a zoning condition is very beneficial in certain areas, and it can come to a compromise that you guys can really look at and say, I like that. I know it's not always the most fun process, and it's being very actively involved in changing things, but just like the landowners for number 4 and Kennecott for number 10, I think as they continue conversations with the city on things they would like to potentially see in those areas, I think there's ways to come up with things that make sense for all parties. I do understand that this came to us for us to really put in line until the next general plan is fully implemented. We really just want these areas to agree with what's currently zoned there, and that's really why this is here. Because of a lot of different things that have occurred over the last year, that's why this is here right now. It doesn't mean that's what it's going to end up being, because the general plan is probably going to take a year for us to finalize, and a lot of these developments won't even start in a year.
in any of these zones. Some of them may and some of them might not. And so just to stay actively involved, talking with the staff, the city, your city council, and you'll find out that a lot better developments and a lot more of what's in line with what you guys would like to see can occur. And so that's my only recommendation, because I've seen it in the last 6 months, I've seen it several times with actual citizens sitting down and talking with landowners and developers, and landowners and developers talking with the citizens and the city as well. And so I applaud you guys for being here.
So I just agree with Chris and Adam. I mean, it looks like there's commercial adjacent 2, 3, and 4 already, and so there might be something that comes in other than a park in 3 that would be a better buffer, like a bookstore or something that's not high traffic, but that would be a good buffer between residential and commercial, so.
Any other discussion, or are you ready to make a motion?
I'm ready to make a motion.
Okay.
I move to continue item 3.1. Okay. Without date, till the staff can come back with what they need. And did we close the public hearing? I didn't hear if we did.
Yes.
Okay, just wanted to double check.
Okay, a motion by Adam to continue.
Second.
By Chris. Adam?
Yes.
Chris?
Yes.
Andrea?
Yes.
And I vote yes. So that has been continued.
And thank you for providing the additional direction, Commissioner Jacobson. I appreciate that.
Thank you. All right, item 3.2, a request to text change to the land development code regarding open space in the planned development overlay zone.
Jeez. It's a mouthful.
Yes, it is.
All right, so these next three text changes, again, these are all legislative items. These are all what I'll call cleanup items from the new ordinance that we adopted in December. We knew there would be some refinements and tweaking as we went through it. All three of these, again, the next three items, and I'll go through them, are changes that were in the old ordinance, and we're just replacing them back in the new ordinance exactly the way they were. They just got left out of the new ordinance. So the planned development overlay zone, we previously had some requirements that allowed for, in a PUD, for open space to be provided maybe outside of the PUD in a different area, and then also a fee in lieu could be paid, again, in lieu of the open space, providing the open space. These were two options that we had added to the PUD a couple years ago, and again, just inadvertently got left out. So we're just adding these back into the new ordinance.
Okay.
Any questions?
Any questions?
Nope.
All right. So this is for a public hearing. So if anybody's wishing to make comment, please come to the mic and state your name for the record. We will go ahead and close the public hearing. Any discussion on this item?
This one is my favorite one, so I want to say let's move forward and put it in. So I'm ready. Let's do it.
Go ahead and make a motion.
I recommend the City Council approval of item 3.2.
Okay, motion by Adam.
I just have one question, if you're willing to take a step back. Do we need to have, because I know we have sort of the areas that are only partially counted as open space, does that need to be in this?
It's up above it.
The ordinance, it's all up here. I mean, it's up in B. It's right in the same section.
Okay, I just that was the one thing.
It still has to meet that.
Yeah, that's what I want to make sure.
Yeah, it still has to meet. So, like, if it's a hillside, it still only counts as 25% and all that. So.
Okay, then I second.
Okay, second by Chris. Andrea?
Yes.
Chris?
Yes.
Adam?
Yes.
And I vote yes. That motion is a remarkable. Passes to the City Council. Wow, I cannot talk. Item 3.3, this is a request to change to the Land Development Code regarding backyard chickens in residential zones. Bryn, or?
I love chickens. You all know we worked a lot on chickens, like a lot of my life. So again, this was in the old ordinance, just got left out of the family food production section. So again, this is exactly what we had approved in the old ordinance, so I don't see a big need to go through it. Again, this allows chickens in residential zones based on, you know, lot size, how many chickens you can have, and it goes through all of the keep it clean, where they can be, setbacks, all that kind of stuff. So.
Can you go back to the first page? There was just a strikeout.
Because in the new ordinance, they've lumped family food productions and fowl and chickens all together.
We're just striking that out and just talking about animals. Gotcha.
Because this one is just specifically talking about...
I was just looking at the only change. I get what you did. I'm good.
Okay. In the chart right now, it's called animals and fowl family food production, but we're going to list the backyard chickens separately.
Good.
Does that make sense? So that it's not together.
And this is in all residential zones? Or
is it is in all residential zones, yeah.
Okay, so there's not some residential that cannot have chickens, right?
If it's less than 5,000,
they can't
have. Well, yeah, if the R2 zones, you couldn't.
All
the single family. You couldn't anyway because the lots are all smaller than that.
All the single family.
Yeah, anything below 5,000 square feet can't.
Yeah.
But I just remembered a long time ago, there was certain areas in Harriman that did not allow it.
Some HOAs don't allow it.
Some HOAs don't allow it.
Yeah, that's still, we can't.
That's the HOA's issue.
Okay.
You just wanted chickens, didn't you?
No, I don't want chickens. Too messy. All right, so this is on for a public hearing. If anybody's wishing to make comment. All right. Oh, we do have one. If you'll please state your name for the record.
Sonny Mortensen. I don't have chickens. But I have a lot that's 4,800 square feet. Where did the 5,000 number come from? Do we know?
There was a lot of analysis. I'm serious. I'm not being facetious.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't understand how long this has been going on.
So to give you a little history, we actually went through about a year ago, and for about a year before that, talked about chickens almost every other meeting. Then a year ago, or in the Christmas time, we changed our whole ordinance, and they just left this section out. So we're just adding it back in. But the rule of thumb was, because when you start to get to those less than 5,000 square foot lots, the rear setbacks start to put coops right next to other people's houses.
Sure.
And that's where the 5,000 was limited at.
Next to other people's fencing, I'm just
next to being too close, as you know, with 5,000 square foot lots, it starts to become where there's only 4 to 5 feet, maybe 10 feet at most between home to home.
Understand.
And that's where it came from.
Do you have any idea how, what percentage of the lots within Harriman fall in the 5,000 and under versus 5,000 and over?
We'd have to get a more accurate report from the GIS system, I guess is what it's called.
Yeah.
And so, because it's changed so much.
It'll be a request of this body, at least while I'm sitting on it, to get that when we do the full general plan. So we can make that be a determination
and
of
have
what
it regularly
we do.
Updated so that as more homes come in, we're able to keep more of a balance throughout the community.
I understand. Okay, that's all.
Thank you. All right. Any discussion or somebody ready to make a motion?
Did you close the public hearing?
I did not. I'm sorry. We will go ahead and close the public hearing. Thanks, Adam.
No problem.
Okay. You ready? Okay, I move to recommend approval of item 3.3, file number Z2018-003, approval of the text change to the land use ordinance to place the backyard chicken ordinance into the land development code.
Second.
All right, recommendation by Andrea, second by Chris. Andrea.
Yes.
Chris.
Yes.
Adam.
Yes.
And I vote yes, and that has, motion is passed. All right, last item. 3.4, this is a request text change to a land development code to allow churches in all zones. Bryn.
Again, text change, just to clean up in the table, this table, which looks horrible up on the screen, so I don't want to show it, but to allow churches in commercial zones, basically, which is where they were in the old code. We did have some discussion in our work meeting that we may want to look at that and maybe refine that a little bit, so... you're probably just going to have a public hearing, and then we'll bring back some recommendations.
Okay. All right. Any questions for Bryn?
Nope.
Okay.
All right. So with that this is on for a public hearing. So if anybody's wishing to make comment, please come and state your name for the record. Okay. So since we'll most likely continue this, how do you guys feel about me leaving the public hearing open?
I don't think there's need.
You guys good?
I don't.
No?
Either way, I don't think,
It's going to matter.
I don't think all anyone's right. going to come to...
You just never know, so I just want to get your guys' opinion.
Either way, okay. However you want to do it, Chair.
No, I'm good. So with that, we'll go ahead and close the public hearing.
And then just in talking, and Michael, you and Bryn can help out maybe in the next one, just to reiterate, because I know we talked about that allowing this in all zones would limit some potential restaurants being able to go in. If you could maybe help educate us at the next meeting more so about that.
I was actually going to say, we talked about in the free work meeting going through the table of uses anyway. It probably would be a good time at that time, just as we go through each zone or each use, to really think about, does the church apply here?
Yeah.
So it might just make sense with what we're going to talk about next time.
Yeah. All right. Anybody wishes to make a motion?
Motion to continue without date. Okay. And that's 3.4.
Motion by Chris.
I'll second it.
Second by Andrea. I am going to second by Andrea. Adam.
Yes.
Chris.
Yes.
Andrea.
Yes.
And I vote yes. So that has been continued. All right. Item 4. Any commission comments? Okay. Our future meetings, we have City Council on Wednesday, February 28th at 7 p.m. and then a Planning Commission on Thursday, March 1st at 7 p.m.
We'll start at 5:30, remember? 5:30
yep.
for that.
Work meeting at 5:30.
Awesome.
Okay. All right, motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion by Adam. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.